Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
After a one-year break, Stara Zagora is now hosting the 45th edition of the Festival of Opera and Ballet Art. Having been founded in 1967, through the years the festival has welcomed some of the foremost opera stars of Bulgaria, Nikolai Giurov, Raina Kabaivanska, to mention but a few. The first day of the festival, the 24th of November, kicked off with an exhibition commemorating Boris Stoynov, head artist of the Stara Zagora Opera House, followed by the opening night of Verdi's Othello. Here is more from Petko Bonev, director of the Opera House.
Дълги години бяхме колеги, за съжаление ти отиде много изненадващо за всички нас, този прекрасен човек, този голям професионалист.
We worked together with him for years. Boris Stoynov was a wonderful person and professional. His passing away was untimely, and we are now honoring his memory with an exhibition of his works, set designs, etc. We also dedicated the premiere of Othello to him, because the stage set is his work. This opera masterpiece can only be performed by virtuoso performers. That is why we invited singers with abundant experience in leading roles. Our idea was to bring together youth and experience, something that has been working successfully since the beginning of my term as director. Alongside foremost world tenor Emil Ivanov and baritone Ivan Konsolov, we also cast young singer Ruselina Muchukova as Desdemona. Ivailo Yovchev is Cassio. He was nominated for the Crystal Lyre Award of the Union of Bulgarian Musicians and Dancers. We're proud to say that the Sofia Opera House is also on our playbill with Rossini's opera Cinderella on the 26th of November. The Russo Opera House will be staging Tchaikovsky's ballet Romeo and Juliet. The Plovdiv Opera will be presenting La Bohème by Puccini on the 2nd of December, says Petko Bonev.
In a
The festival programme also features a ballet show entitled Flight into the Light, based on selected music by Tchaikovsky, Gershwin and other composers who have practically nothing in common. Petko Bonev. It is a ballet show in two parts staged by the Russe Opera House, which is famed for the excellence of its dance company. Choreographer Sylvia Tomova's rendition is wonderful, and it can be seen on the 27th of November. It has been staged with great success so far. I'm sure it will be highly successful at the festival as well, as the audience here appreciates a classical rendition. This is a genre we could not possibly have given a miss. In my capacity of artistic director of the festival, I wanted it to have two components, opera and ballet. We have also included a musical for children, Alice in Wonderland, says Petko Bonev. The Stara Zagora Opera House opened its new season at the end of September with the premiere of Puccini's opera Tosca. On the 28th of November, the audience will be given another opportunity to see world-famous tenor Kamen Chanev as Cavaradossi. The forum closes on the 5th of December with a gala concert, Stars of the Opera, bringing together on one stage some of Bulgaria's greatest opera stars.
Se quel guerrieri io fossi, se il mio sogno si avverasse. Un esercito di proni da me guidato, e la vittoria, e l'applauso di me fi tutto. Dirti, per te ho pugnato, per te ho vinto.
Regina, tu di me.
In our music slot today, we brought you the 45th edition of the Opera and Ballet Art Festival in the town of Stara Zagora.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.